平安。
Peace be with you all.
Do you know when the Bible, when it says when there's a two people witnessing, I mean in the Bible, when something is true, you always have two witnesses.
圣经里面常常说呢，当我们要做见证的时候，一定要有两个人一起做见证哦。
Today's message has already been preached.
今天的这个讲道呢，已经被讲好了。
By Dong Dong.
因为刚才东东做 announcement 的时候讲好了。
In other words, she's heard from God.
换句话说呢，她刚才已经听到神的声音了。
And you look at the next slide.
我们看看下一节，下一个屏幕。
It's exactly the same.
就是我今天要讲的道了。
Right, she doesn't know what I was going to preach.
当然她不知道我要讲到内容是什么。
So therefore, the Holy Spirit is telling us this is what he wants us to do.
所以圣灵呢是在告诉我们这是我们要做的事情。
And it is important because this vision that I believe is from God is really something that really describes what we want to do as a church.
那我们刚才说的教会的意向呢，就是我们真的是我相信从神指来的一个方向，是我们教会要做的事情。
We don't want to go to church and for Christianity and for church to become a religion.
我们不想去教会呢，就当成是一种宗教仪式。
And we believe in God, but actually God is not really relevant in our lives.
那我们又说口里说相信神，可是生活中又真的没有神。
But what we want God to be is really real in our lives.
我们想要的是真真实实的经历神跟我们真实的关系。
So that he's tangible.
所以可以似乎就看得见摸得着的那种关系。
That he speaks to us.
让他知道他真的跟我们说话的神。
That he helps us.
他真的是帮我们的神。
And now, for that to happen,Some people have to first of all break through.
那要这种事情我们这么盼望它发生呢，就需要有一些人先有一些突破。
Those people with the message, we ourselves need to have that kind of relationship with God.
那我们这些人也都需要跟神有这样的关系。
And this is what's happening in the last few years in this church.
所以呢，过去的几年在教会就是有这样的事情发生。
Since COVID, we had to rebuild this church.
因为自从新冠以后，我们就要重新来建立我们教会。
And this is what I believe God wants this church to do.
那我相信这是教，这是神给我们教会的一个意向，要我们教会所做的事情。
And today we already have that witness.
那今天我们已经看到这样的见证。
That Bong Dong Dong had no idea this was going to be my sermon.
那我们也见证到呢，东东知道这个不是我今天要讲，就是他不知道我要讲什么的。
And then Richard repeated it.
然后刚才呢，没想到 Richard 也再次的重复了教会的意向。
When it happens three times, it means God wants to do it now.
当如果这个事情被重复讲到三遍的时候，那就是神很迫切的说这个马上发生。
Priority to him.
这是我们的首重要的
事情。That's why when the angel sees God, they say holy, holy, holy three times.
这是为什么当天使来敬拜神的时候，他都会说圣哉、圣哉、圣哉三次哦。
Most important.
就是讲非常重要的意思。
And then when Jesus say verily, verily, twice.
当耶稣说我实实在在告诉你们两次说实在的时候。
So one is very important, the other one is very, very important.
所以第一次是讲重要，第二次讲非常非常重要。
And so God want us to initiate an encounter. And connect people with Jesus.
所以神想让我们跟神有发生这个相遇，并且使人连接耶稣。
Those of you who are listening online or after the service, this is for you as well.
那些在网上的听众，还有或者是你之后在听的，你又知道这个意象也是为你的。
Primarily, this is for our benefit.
这个是为了我们的益处哦。
You know, God can win people's souls without us.
神是可以不需要使用我们，也仍然可以赢得灵魂。
The kingdom of God does not need us, really.
神的国度就算没有我们侍奉也没问题的。
Because God can do things by himself.
因为神的能力足够他自己把一切都搞定。
And he has many thousands of billions and billions of angels.
因为他还有那么多的天使，千千万万的天使。
But he chose to use us.
但他却选择要使用我们。
He chose to limit himself through us.
他宁可是限制自己在我们的这个器皿上面。
Because he chose us in this work as partners.
因为他选择我们跟他一起同工。
I would love to be a partner of Elon Musk.
我以前很希望成为 Elon Musk 的一个同工。
Amen. Just 1% is enough.
我以前觉得我哪怕跟他有一个1%的同工多好啊。
Do you understand? So a partnership with God, just a tiny percent is enough.
所以能跟神同工，哪怕同享一小小份，都已经很美好了。
Greater than any person on earth.
因为神比世上的每个人更加伟大。
To be able to partner with Jesus is our life's most privileged position.
所以能够跟耶稣同工，是我们生命中最荣幸的事情。
Now, it is for our benefit.
所以是为我们的益处。
Because the Bible calls us a vessel.
因为圣经叫我们为器皿。
Amen. Now,A vessel, imagine a bottle.
你要是讲到器皿的话，你就想一个瓶子吧。
If you pour water into a bottle, it can only fill the same capacity as the bottle.
你要是想把水放到一个瓶子里，那就是瓶子有多大，水就能放多少。
It's limited.
是因为很有限的。
But how can we have an unlimited God?In our vessel.
那我们怎么能有一个这么无限的神，全部都倒进我们这么小小的有限的器皿里呢？
It is when the bottle has no bottom.
那就是当这个瓶子底下没有底的时候就可以。
If a vessel, if a bottle has no bottom, it means the whole a river can flow through it.
如果这个瓶子没有底、没有盖的话，那连个河水都可以在里面一直的流回流动。
And so what God is doing to you and to me is to remove that bottom, that blockage, so that He can flow through us.
所以神在你我生命作为器皿来使用的，就是把我们底下的那个底层的东西、那个堵住的东西给打开，让我们可以涌流。
And part of the way God does to remove that blockage.That bottom is for us to overcome fear of man.
所以呢，当神要是拿走我们底下的那个堵塞的话，那他需要我们来胜过对人的惧怕。
So that we have no limitation.
这样子我们就无限了。
And that we freely allow God to flow through us.
这就可以让神可以完全的在我们里面流动，自由的流动。
And so that can only happen when we receive from God and when we give out what we receive.
所以这个怎么发生呢？就必须是我们先从神那里先接得到，然后再把接到的给别人。
As a Christian, we have to give out. We have to give.
所以作为基督徒的话，我们不光是只是接，但是我们要给出去。
We have to give God to another person.
我们要给出去，把神也给出去给别人。
And when we do that, we become encouraged.
因为当我们这样做的时候，我们自己也得到了鼓励。
We become charged up.
我们自己也被充电了。
And I know that everyone here knows what I'm talking about.
我相信大家都能听得懂我在讲什么。
If you stop giving, you will feel passive, you will feel stale, and you will feel lifeless as a Christian.
如果你不是把自己里面的东西给出去的话，你会觉得你没有价值，你会觉得你好像生活没有意义，你也不知道当基督徒到底为了什么。
How many of you know what I'm talking about?
你们懂这个意思吗？
You know, yes.
听得明吗？
If you don't give as a Christian, if you don't give out what you receive from God, you will become lifeless as a Christian.
如果你不把你从神所接受到的东西又给出去的话，你会变得没有生命的流动。
God cannot give more.
因为神他就给不了更多啊。
You become a stagnant pond.
你就会变成了一个不能流动的水池。
You become the Dead Sea.
你变成了死海。
The only reason why the Dead Sea is dead is because it doesn't flow out.
死海之所以为什么叫死海，是因为它没有一个流动。
And that's why when we give out, we become fresh all the time.
所以当我们如果一直是给出去的话，我们就会一直有新鲜的水进来。
And that's why Jesus said, out of our belly will flow rivers of life.
这是为什么耶稣说从我们的腹中要流出活水的江河。
The Holy Spirit can only flow through you if you remove that bottom.
如果你能够把里面的那个堵塞的底拿走的话，圣灵就可以在你里面流动。
And the way we do it is to keep giving out.
那怎么做呢？就是一直要把里面所有的给出去。
Amen. When you give out, there's nothing stopping you.
当你一直在给出去的时候，你就发现没有什么是能够阻止这个流
动。But if we just keep receiving and do nothing, we become stale. We become limited.
但是如果我们只是收取，只是索取，但是又不给出去的话，那我们就变得死海一样。
And then the water that is in us becomes stagnant.
然后你会发现那死海的水，那个水在里面没有流动，就变臭了。
And the other amazing thing about what Dong Dong has done is that I deliberately leave out one particular example because I haven't got the room.
哦，刚才你知道吗？我东东本来想讲的呢，就是我其实，在计划我讲道的时候，我在想圣经的各个的那些例子哈，就更有一个没有讲，就准备不讲的。
I had to tell the Lord, Lord, I'm going to leave that example out because I haven't got slide, I haven't got room.
然后我当时讲，主啊，没办法，我要把这个例子拿走，因为我实在是没有机会再讲到这里了，时间不够了。
But then she herself.Mentioned the one that I left out was a Samaritan woman.
但是他呢，刚才又正好提到撒玛利亚女人的这个例子，是正好我刚才就是我一直想讲，可是觉得没有机会了。
She indeed received the living water.
所以她也听到了这个，也接受到了这个活水的江河。
What she did was immediately went to a town and brought everybody to Jesus.
所以当这个撒玛利亚女人接到了活水的江河，她马上去到城里面跟所有的人分享这活水。
She received and immediately gave out.
她当场就接受的时候，当场又给出去。
And that is why when we become a Christian, and then we need to actually give out.
所以当我们
tell people that I'm a Christian.
所以当我们不管从神这里受到什么，哪怕是说我是基督徒这件事情，你都可以分享出去，给出去。
But fear will help you, will make you keep it to yourself.
但是恐惧会让你一直把它关在自己的心里面。
And you're afraid to tell another person.
因为你会害怕去跟别人说。
When you go home, you're afraid of your parents, afraid of your brothers.
你要回到家，你又害怕跟父母说，害怕跟自己的家人、弟兄姊妹说。
And slowly you become stagnant.
然后你就慢慢的就里头的水就死住了，不流动了。
And then you end up as a religious Christian.
然后你就变成了一个宗教性的基督徒。
It's not okay.
这是不行的哦。
It's not okay to be a lifeless Christian.
做这样没有生命流动的基督徒是不行的哦。
If you are not giving out, then you need to ask God to help you to take that fear away.
如果你到现在都还没有给出去的话，那你要跟神说，要主啊，你要赐我勇气来拿走这个惧怕。
And so this vision.Is really to encourage us that God wants to work with you and with me to give out to people.
所以我们教会的意向也是来鼓励我们，让我们知道神想跟你同工，让把神的东西给到其他人。
And so today I want to explain to you in detail what does it mean to initiate an encounter and what does it mean to connect people with Jesus.
所以今天我们想的讲题呢，就是要专门来看看这个意象，什么叫做引发与神的相遇，什么又叫做使人连接耶稣。
The most simplest way to understand the difference between encountering and connecting is that the follows.
有两个点呢，一个是相遇，一个是连接，先相遇再连接。
To encounter is to somehow initiate an experience.Someone can experience Jesus.
所以跟神的相遇呢，是先要自己能够经历到跟神的相遇，跟神的关系。
That experience can be something that is natural or supernatural.
这种相遇的关系，既可以是自然的，也可以是超自然的。
Now, an act of kindness. Someone is so touched by your love and so your kindness, they really see Jesus.In you.
那给一个自然的例子，就是如果你很对人很好很良善的话，那或者很大方的话，人家会从你的生命中看到耶稣的生命。
Even though it's you, the person feel, oh, I've encountered Jesus.
就算他是你觉得你在对他好，可是他却认为我今天跟神相遇了。
Amen. Don't let people say, I encountered the devil.
你千万不要人家跟他说我今天碰到魔鬼了，怎么办？
That's why we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们才要先被圣灵充满。
So that even the words that we say, you know, the words we speak to people, the act of, you know, the kindness, just helping people, something like that, it will touch them. It's an experience.
所以很多时候，哪怕我们只是口里的一句话，有心无心的话，能够鼓励到了别人，这也是他们跟神相遇有了一个这样的经历。
So encounter is to help someone to experience Jesus as though they really are touched.By Jesus himself.
所以与神的相遇就是要让人跟耶稣有这么一次经历，亲自被耶稣触摸了。
Other times that encounter could be supernatural.
那还有一种相遇是超自然的。
That we pray for that person.
我们对为一个人祷告。
We lay hands on the person.
我们按手在他身上。
And something supernatural happens.
很超自然的事情发生了。
Amen.It could be that we lead them in worship and the power of God hit them.
也许是我们带领人敬拜，然后神的能力来到。
And so they encounter Jesus supernaturally.
所以他们就与神有一个超自然的相遇。
Because of what you have initiated.
因为是你引发了这件事情。
Amen? That's why initiating, it means, okay, let's sing.
比如说引发，就说哎，我们一起来唱歌。
Let me pray for you.
让我来为你祷告。
Let me tell you.
让我告诉你一件事。
And suddenly God appears.
突然神来了。
It's because of what you did. You initiated it.
因为你是那个引发的人。
Come with me to church.
你说哦，你来跟我一起来教会吧。
Meet this person.
哎，让我介绍你给这个人认识吧。
You initiate. You take the initiative.
你是在引发和发动这件事情。
You don't just say to the person.If you feel like it,
你不是在跟这个人说你如果觉得可以的话，你说不，你跟我来吧。
Let me pray for you.
让我来为你祷告吧。
Let's worship.
让我们一起敬拜吧。
Let's pray together for your children.
让我们一起为你的孩子祷告吧。
You initiate.
你在引发这个事。
And because you that one single act, suddenly God supernaturally act upon that person's life.
就是因为你愿意引发这件事情，所以神才有了这个跟他相遇的机会。
So that is encounter.
这就是我说的要引发与神的相遇。
You accidentally prophesied to them.
你可能一不小心就已经跟他发了预言了。
How did you know?
然后那个人会说你怎么知道的？
That's initiating an encounter.
你就引发了与神的相遇。
Like today, 东东 is initiating an encounter.
比如说今天东东所做的就是引发了我们跟神的相遇。
To tell you something that God wants you to hear.
因为他在跟你说了一个神想让说的事情。
Amen. That's why in the room,You will feel in the worship, the presence of God is different today.
所以今天我们在敬拜的时候都能感觉神的同在就很不一样。
Because the Lord is excited.
因为主今天很激动。
I really feel His heart is excited.
因为我能够感受到主耶稣的心很激动。
He has so much that He can offer in your life. He has so many plans that He can, so many people that we can meet.
神给我们了这么多，有很多的计划，对我们有很多的想法，已经计划了很多的人，我们都要去相遇。
And so many surprises.
还有很多的惊喜等着我们。
I like surprises from God.
我很喜欢神给的惊喜。
Sometimes we just so happen to be there.
我们有时候就是在神的惊喜的时候，我们就在其中哦。
Amen. And then you suddenly realize, hey, God was with me.
然后你突然意识到，哦，原来神一直和我在一起。
Now connecting.People with Jesus is to do with telling them.
所以你要使人连接耶稣，那你要跟他说啊。
Amen. So when we connect people with Jesus, it's sitting down with them, explaining them, phoning them up, telling them, bring them back to Jesus.
那引人连接耶稣，就是你要，比如说你要跟他在一起呀，花时间坐在一起呀，或者你跟他打电话呀，你要跟他说话的时候，把他带入耶稣。
Whether they are a believer or not a believer, we can connect them.
你是相他是相信的人也好，不相信的也好，你都能让他跟神跟耶稣连接起来。
When you encourage a Christian, you are connecting them to Jesus.
当你在鼓励一个基督徒的时候，你也在使这个人与基督连接。
Even though that person go to church every week, even though that person loves Jesus.When we encourage them, we connect them again.
就算这个人本身就是基督徒，本来就很爱主，可是当他在这里面主里面的团契受到鼓励的时候，他仍然觉得你把他跟基督连接上了。
Every week, I talk to my friend so that he can connect me to Jesus.
所以每一我记得每一周我只要是跟我朋友啊聊天啊说话，他就能够让我跟耶稣连接上。
And I help him to connect him.
那我也能够相反让他也跟耶稣连接上。
It's encouraging each other.
这个就是能够互相鼓励到。
And if it's somebody who's a non-believer, connect them with Jesus by telling them the gospel.
如果是一个不信主的人，你也可以使他连接基督，但是你要跟他说说福音。
Amen. And if it's somebody who's struggling in their faith in God or backslidden, we can connect them.Pester them, phone them, bring them back to Jesus.
如果就有人他们自己在挣扎呀，或者是在有点倒退在神里面，我们也仍然可以跟他们有连接啊，跟他们相遇，跟他们打电话，让他们能再回到耶稣面前。
Amen. So connecting people with Jesus, just remember like a telephone line, connect them.
所以连接跟耶稣连接，就像打电话的电话线一样，就跟耶稣连接上了。
Connect them so that they hear, they can hear what you're saying.
让他，你跟他们接上了，他们就能听到你所说的话。
Connecting is to talk to them.
你连接其实就是跟他去说话，花时间说话。
I'm telling you, if you think about it, if you pray about it, there are at least half a dozen of people the Holy Spirit remind you, hey, go and find this person. Hey, go and phone this person. Go and talk to this person.Yeah?
你要是一想到这些人的话，我相信圣灵肯定会提醒你，有很多的人名在你的头脑里面，让你跟这个人去遇见一下，或者是跟他打个电话连接一下。
Because you can change that person's life.
因为这个都有可能会改变人的生命。
Amen. Sometimes God uses us to connect to people so that you can help them, you can transform their lives.
很多时候神就是这样子使人 跟人来连接耶稣，就能够改变他们的生命。
I am grateful in my life somebody connected me to Jesus.
我也很感恩，在我的生命中有人使我跟基督连接了。
Praying for them.
为他们祷告。
Talking to them.
跟他们说话。
So encounter is to help them to experience Jesus.
那这种跟他们的相遇，就是让他们跟耶稣能够经历到。
So connecting is to talk to them.
那连接的话，就是要跟他们说。
Is that clear?
听明白吗
？Amen. So we can go to the Bible and see a few examples.
那我们就回到圣经来看一看一些例子吧。
And so the one you already heard, Samaritan woman, what did she do? She immediately went to a town and brought people to Jesus.
那刚才我们讲到撒玛利亚女人，她做了什么？她一相遇以后，她就马上去跟全城的人说到了耶稣。
The Bible is full of examples.
圣经里面有很多这样的例子。
But I chose a few examples that are clearly when somebody went out and fetched another person and brought them to Jesus.
那我所选的几个例子是这些人，他有明显的讲到，他们是专门出去，然后把那个人带到耶稣面前。
If they can do it, we can do it.
如果他们可以这样出去带人，我们也可以。
John chapter 1, just this passage, there is a couple of examples. Now, verse 40 to 41.
约翰福音一章四十到四十一节。
And this is talking about Andrew.He was the disciple of John the Baptist.
这里面是讲到安德烈，他是施洗约翰的徒弟。
And at some point, Andrew heard about Jesus.
后来呢，安德烈听到了耶稣。
So he decided to change church.
所以他就觉得要改一个换个教会。
Sorry, not change church. I mean change the rabbi.
他说他要换一个圣经老师。
And so.It says here, one of the two who heard John speak, John the Baptist, and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother.
所以那个听到了施洗约翰的话，就跟随了耶稣的人，就是安德烈，他是西门彼得的弟弟。
He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah."Which means Christ.
所以他所做的第一件事情就是他先找到自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”
So Andrew discovered Jesus as the Messiah. What did he do?
所以当安德烈发现耶稣是弥赛亚的时候，他做第一件事是什么
？He went to his family.
他回到他家中
，and found his brother.
然后找到他的哥哥先。
If we have brothers and sisters.Do what Andrew did.
如果你们家有哥哥弟弟弟兄姊妹的话，你们就可以按照安德烈的这样方法做。
He went and connect Peter to Jesus.
他会第一个想的是把彼得西门彼得跟耶稣连接上。
Amen. Look at what happened in next verse 42. He brought him, which means he connect him.
看看第四十二节讲什么？他说：“于是安德烈领西门去见耶稣。”
So he told. So verbally he told, right? He told Peter.It wasn't an experience. It was telling him.
所以安德烈是真的用嘴跟西门说的，他是亲自告诉西门要去见耶稣。
So there's no experience here. This is just verbally telling him.
这还没有讲到什么经历呢，只是说了而已。
And what happened? Took him to Jesus, connecting to Jesus.
然后他就把他领到耶稣面前了。
And Jesus looked at him and said, "So you are Simon, the son of John."
然后耶稣
you shall be called Cephas, which means Peter.
然后耶稣看着他就说：“你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。基法就是翻译出来彼得。”
Now, not a lot is said about Andrew.
那这里面好像安德烈提到这里就没他了。
But a lot is said about Peter.
但是后面讲到很多都是关于西门彼得的事情。
Imagine if Andrew did not connect Peter.With Jesus,
你想象一下，如果安德烈没有跟他哥哥西门彼得说起耶稣的话
，Look at how important Andrew was.
看看安德烈这件事情是不是很重要
？Because he connected one of the most important apostles in history.
因为安德烈亲自把这是历史上最重要的一个使徒介绍给了耶稣。
So when Andrew connected his brother Peter to Jesus, and the history of the church.Was set.
因为安德烈把他的哥哥西门彼得介绍给了耶稣，整个教会的基石就奠定了。
It changed his life and it changed our life.
改变了他自己的西门彼得生命，也改变了我们的生命。
How many of you know that is an important thing to do?
所以我们能不能看到这么重要的一件事情
？And so you don't know the person that you connect to Jesus, who that person is.
你都不会知道，你今天把这个人跟耶稣连接了，你都不知道这个人以后会成为什么。
Amen. There is somebody like Peter that amongst the people that you know, there is somebody that you know that amongst you, amongst the people that we will meet, that could be the next great evangelist.
也许你现在要下面接下来认识的人，他可能会是历史上最重要的传福音的人。
Because one person connects another person and connects another person.
因为一个人使一个人连接，然后这个人又使另外一个人连接。
Amen. If the world knows connections are so important in business, it is more important in the kingdom of God.
那如果连世界都知道跟人连接，这个做生意很重要，那我们更应该知道跟人的连接是多么重要。
So here is an example of Andrew connecting Peter with Jesus.And the impact in the church was only his. You can read in history.
所以这个例子就是安德烈亲自把他哥哥西门让他跟耶稣相遇了，这就改变了整个历史。
So that's why brothers and sisters don't look at connecting people with Jesus as though insignificant. You never know.
所以啊，弟兄姊妹们
，who you are connecting.
千万不要小看使人连接耶稣这件事情，你都不知道你所连接的那个人将来会是谁。
That's why I feel God's heart is excited.
所以我能够感觉到神的心很激动。
And I believe God will introduce you to people that's going to be amazing.
所以我也相信神会把你连接到那些将来很也许很让我们吃惊的人。
Because Jesus can transform a person's life.
因为耶稣可以改变一个人的生命。
That person that you look at, oh, okay, I'm going to take them to connect them with Jesus. And they look worthless. They look insignificant.
也许你见到一个人，你对他都不抱什么希望，还比较小看这件事情，说啊，我既然要跟这个人去让他连接耶稣。
But once they know Jesus,
但是当他们认识真的认识耶稣了
，Jesus can transform a person from insignificant to significant.
耶稣会让一个看似毫无意义、毫无价值的人变成一个非常有意义的人。
Hallelujah. Amen. David was insignificant.
所以大卫王刚开始是好像看着很渺小的。
In his family, everybody ignored him.
在他家里面都没有被人看上的那种。
And nobody knew.When he came under, when he connected with God, he will become king.
谁都没有想到，当他跟主耶稣、跟主连接的时候，他就变成了王。
You never know what seed God has planted in people's hearts.
你都无法想象神在人的心里面到底种了一个什么样的种子。
Our job is to be faithful and connect them with Jesus.
我们的工作呢，就是要信实，让使人跟耶稣连接。
Now, we follow on in the story in verse 5. Here's an example of an encounter.
那我们继续往下看呢，又能看到第二个例子，又是一个相遇的例子了。
Here, Philip initiated an encounter for Nathanael with Jesus.
那这里面腓力又是这样的一个人，他使拿但业跟耶稣连接了。
Philip found Nathanael and said to him,We have found him from of whom Moses in the law and also the prophet wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
45节，腓力找到拿但业，对他说：“摩西在律法书上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。”
Notice this situation is very normal. We find ourselves in.A lot of situations like this.
你看看，这是一个很日常的行为。我们经常在日常中就是这样找到一个人，就跟他说话，是不是
？Hey, let me tell you about Jesus.
让我来跟你说说耶稣。
Or come to church with me.
哎，你今天跟我来教会吧。
The response is verse 46. Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth? What's so good about church?"
那四十六节，拿但业就对他说：“拿撒勒人能出什么好的吗？”
What's the big
deal? 就像有人对你说：“那教会里有什么好人？”
What's the big deal about Christianity?
基督徒信主又有什么
？You understand? The reply is always the same.
感觉他们的回答都是基本上同出一辙。
But Philip doesn't give up.
但是呢，腓力还没有放弃。
come and see.
他说你来看啊。
Jesus saw Nathanael.
耶稣看见拿撒勒。
Coming towards him and said to him, Behold, an Israelite, indeed in whom there is no deceit.
耶稣看见拿但业向他走来，就论到他说，看哪，这真是以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。
Now, Jesus spoke to him prophetically.
耶稣是向拿但业发了预言。
Jesus described who he is without knowing who he is.
他都还没认识他呢，就已经形容，把他形容出来
了。In other words, what Jesus said is probably something that people keep saying to Nathanael. Hey, he's an Israelite. There's no, he's an honest man.
就好像其他的人也是这样说拿但业的，说哦，他是一个很正直的人，哦，他是个以色列人。
When Nathanael heard it, thought, oh, how does he know me?
然后拿但业听到的反应是，诶，他怎么会认识我？
That's an encounter.
这就是一种相遇啊。
Supernatural.
是一种超自然的相遇。
He's beginning to experience. How does this person know me?
因为他的经历就是，诶，这个人怎么会认识我？
How does this person know, can prophesy to me? What is he saying? How come he say the things are all correct?
这个人怎么会对我发预言，而且说的全对耶？
Or you could be sitting in the living room or on a bus stop. How does this person, why is this person speaking everything about my heart?
你也许在家，你也许在等公车，然后你会很吃惊的发现，这个人会怎么知道我心里头的事情？
Amen? That's because the Spirit of God is in you, is upon you, and you're speaking supernaturally.
因为神的灵在你的里面工作，所以你可以超自然的说出这些话来。
To you, you're just talking.
你认为你只是随便讲几句话而已。
It's something that you love doing.
因为你本来就爱讲话，不是？
But that day you are not you talking. It's the Spirit of God speaking through you.
但是那一天，你以为你在讲话，但不是你讲话，是神的灵借着你在讲话。
I tell you, whenever that happens, you go, "What? I've been used."
所以当这种事情发生的时候，你就会很震惊的说：“天哪，我竟然被使用了！”
I've been used supernaturally.
我竟然被超自然的使用了。
Amen.And Nathanael said to him, verse 48, How do you know me? Jesus answered him. Now Jesus then go even further. More prophetic comes out, right? Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered him.Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel.
48到49节，拿但业对耶稣说：“你从哪里认识我的？”耶稣回答他说：“腓力还没有呼唤你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。”拿但业回答：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。”
I want to become a Christian.
我要当基督徒了。
I want to give my life to Jesus.
我要把生命交给你。
Do you see, brothers and sisters, how that encounter immediately?Opened his eyes and say, Hey, this is the Messiah. This is the Son of God. This is the King of Israel. Even the Pharisees and Sadducees can't see this, but he can through just one prophetic word.
你能看到吗？神的相遇是怎么发生的？他就借着他发一个预言，叫人马上能够认为，原来你就是神的儿子，你就是弥赛亚。然后其实那些旁边的那些以色列其他的以色列人，他们也读圣经啊，法利赛人也读圣经，也没有认识到主。
So here's an example of a supernatural encounter.
所以这里的一个例子就是一种超自然的相遇。
A prophetic word.
是借着发预言的方式。
It could easily come from you and me.
很容易就从你的口和我的口中说出来。
And we just accidentally speak words that we didn't even know God is flowing through us.
甚至我们都不知道，我们只是一不小心说出来了，然后竟然是神在使用我说。
So what will happen to you after you've done that? You go home, you realize you become encouraged.
所以当你做完这个事情，你会什么反应？你会觉得很被鼓励到。
You become alive.
你会觉得再次有活生生的了。
And guess what?You want to do it again.
然后呢，你心里你肯定会再想做一次，希望还有一次这样的经历。
Hallelujah. And here are more examples.
那还有很多例子。
In Mark chapter 2, verse 2 to 3.
马可福音二章二到三节。
Here is a paralytic man. He needs to be healed.
这里面是一个瘫子，他需要得医治。
But the crowd was in the house.
但是呢，就是家里有很多人。
And we all know this story. Four of his friends carried the paralyzed man.
我们都知道这个故事，就是有四个人把这个瘫子抬去的。
To Jesus.
抬到了耶稣面前。
What did they do?
他们怎么做的呢
？They basically took him to church.
他呢，换句话说就是现代语言，就他把他带去教会了。
Wheeled him to church.
他可能是
carried him to church.
他推着他的轮椅把他推到教会了。
to meet with Jesus.
就是为了跟耶稣相遇。
Amen. That's connecting.
这个就是跟神发生连接。
That's initiating an encounter.
这个就是引发跟神的相遇。
They took him there.
因为他亲自把这个人带去的。
So that the paralyzed man can experience an encounter with God.
所以这个瘫子才可以经历跟神的相遇。
Is it something that we can do?
这是不是你我很容易做到的？
Yes. Take, if you, there is, this is the easiest thing to do. Take them to church. Take them to a cell group. Take them to meet somebody.
你这很容易做到的一件事情，就把他带去教会啊，把他带去认识一个基督徒啊，把他带去小组啊。
Take them to meet Pastor Betty.
或者是把他直接介绍给 Betty 就好了。
Amen.
Betty 牧师就好了。
Go meet a friend.
或者是就是碰一个朋友。
Because when the Holy Spirit touches a person, something happens.
因为当圣灵触动一个人的时候，就会有事发生。
And so verse 2 says, And many gathered together so that there were no more room, not even at the door. And he was preaching the word to them. And they came bringing him the paralytic carried by four men.
二到三节，于是许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。耶稣就对他们讲道，有人带着一个瘫子来见耶稣，是由四个人抬来的。
How many of you experience when you try to bring someone to church or an important meeting or meet someone, there's always obstacles?
你有没有经历过每次当你想把人带来教会啊，或带他们去一个很重要的营会啊，或者是有一个很重要的人要见的时候，总是有阻拦。
The tube strike.
要么呢就是地铁不工作了，罢工了。
No bus, the buses, the traffic chaos.
或者公车呢堵塞厉害。
All sorts of things happen.
反正就是有不停的阻拦在那里。
And so it happened with the four men.
所以连这四个抬人的都有阻拦。
They couldn't get in.
他们就挤不进去。
Did they say, okay, let's go home?
他们有没有放弃说那回家算了？
Amen? I tell you, we are tempted to do this. Oh no, I'll go to church next week.
那我们人呢反倒是常常这样子。哦，今天没去算了啦，下个星期去教会就是了。
There's one thing that everyone you must learn. Timing.
有一个事情你一定要学到，就是关于神的时间。
There are certain times God does things, I don't know why, He doesn't always do it, He does it that particular time.
神呢很多时候做事情呢有就特别的特定时间，他偏偏要挑在某一个时间点来做。
If there's an urgency to do something, do it and don't let obstacles stop you.
如果这个事情很重要，你不要任何阻拦来拦住你，一定要去做。
Because when God shows up and says, I am here to heal,You bring the sick, not tomorrow, not day later.
如果神决定说我今天要在这里医治，然后你今天不把病人带来，然后你要等明天、后天才带来吗？
Because Jesus is in that house, but tomorrow he won't be there.
因为耶稣那天正好是在那个会堂里，可是第二天他会去别的会堂了。
The four men doesn't say, okay, I'll come back tomorrow when there's less people.
所以那四个人他不会说，那我们今天挤不进去算了，我明天再来吧。
No, they got to find a way.
不行，他们硬是要怎么都得挤进去的。
If the tube is strike, I'm going to take the bus.
如果地铁罢工，我今天就要坐公车。
And if the bus doesn't work, I'll get Uber.
如果今天公车都不管用，我今天就要打的。
And if there's no Uber, I'll ring up somebody.
我连打的都打不到，我今天就要给人打电话了。
Well, I'm going to walk there.
反正要再不行，我就走过去。
And I tell you, brothers and sisters, when I minister in the third world, people walk for hours to get to a meeting.
因为我记得我那时候在比如说第三世界的国家里面去传福音的时候，我发现他们要走好远好远才来到教会的。
You think the weather there is hot, this is hot.
你们觉得这种天气叫热吗？
There was one time in Sri Lanka.
有一次我在斯里兰卡。
As I arrived in the church, it was a long queue, probably about, I don't know.
我当去到那个教会有一个好长好长的队。
It was a long, long queue, people were queuing.
很长很长的人排队的进教会。
And the sun was baking. It was in the early afternoon.
然后当时那个烈日很厉害，是下午的烈日哦。
When I got out of the air-conditioned car,
我刚刚从有空调的车上下来。
I just walked to the church, which was about a couple of minutes because the thing was long.
我只需要花几分钟的时间去走到教会里。
By the time I got to the door, I was sweating, and I felt the sun was burning me.
因为当我就几分钟要走到那个教会里面去的时候，我就已经开始很多的流汗。
When I asked one or two people in the queue, how long have you been queuing?
然后我还问那些排队的人，你们在这里站了多久呢？
They have been there for two or three hours. They were waiting.
他们竟然是在那里站了两到三个小时。
Waiting for who?
他们在等谁？
And yet, you know, do you understand? We are not important. It's what we carry. It's the presence of God carry.
不是说人有多重要，而是说这个人身上里面所带的神的
同在有多重要。So they were waiting for me.And my pastor, both of us, we were ministering in that church.
他们其实在那等的就是我和我的牧师，因为我们准备去那里服
侍。And guess what happened?
最后怎么着？
Loads of blind, lots of deaf ears were open.
有聋子的耳朵能听到。
Blind eyes were open.
有瞎眼的得看见。
I don't know why that day.So many deaf people were healed.
特别是那一天，我记得聋子听见的好多。
So many people could not see.
好多眼睛看不见的看见了。
And I saw so many limbs being straightened.
还看到那些瘸子都已经站起来了。
And we were just vessels.
我们当时就是器皿而已。
Do you see, brothers and sisters? We are so important to God because God made the decision to work with us.
我们与神来说这么重要，是因为神决定要使用我们来做事情。
God can easily heal them without us being there.
其实我们在不在那里，神也照样可以医治他们的。
No, but He chose to heal those people through us.
但他却靠着却使用我们来去医治。
We are connectors.
我们就好像是那个引发和连接的人。
We connect people with Jesus.
我们叫人与耶稣连接了。
Amen. The gospel is the power.
福音就是有能力。
And we are just agents, we are just connectors.
我们只是那个连接的点而已。
We are, that's all we can do.
这也就是我们唯一独能做的事情。
We can just hold someone's hand and say, come with me.
我们就只能抓着人的手说，来来来，跟我，跟我来。
All we can do is pick up our phones and call them.
或者是我们打个电话。
Talk to them.
或者是找时间跟他们见面说话。
But an ordinary act can actually transform a life.
但是这种很平常的日常的行为也许就能改变人的生命。
We inconvenience ourselves.
如果我们
go
让自己有那么一点不方便，然后走出去
and be in that place.
然后在神要你去的那个地方
be for that friend, be for those people.
为了那个人去到那里，为他们在那里
and they are willing to wait for hours.
他们竟然愿意等很多个小时
but it was worth it.
但是很值得
I tell you.When the service end, we said, who wants to be healed? Can you come forward? So I stood at the front.
当时你知道吗？我们聚会完了以后，我说，还有谁需要被医治的，可以到前面来。
Big mistake.
当时我犯了一个很大错误。
The church just came at you.
就整个教会就一涌而上。
The next thing I knew, my feet was not on the ground.
我最后发现的是，我的脚都没有踩到地上。
And everybody just touch.
每个人就是用手来碰我们。
And guess what?
猜猜怎么着？
The virtue, boom, goes out.
突然你就感觉到有一种能力出去
And people do get healed.
真的有人就是这么一碰然后就得医治
But I don't feel any electricity.
但是我没有觉得有什么电从我这里出去
Do you understand, brothers and sisters? I don't feel any electricity.
其实我并没有感觉到什么电流
But people will touch your clothes.
但是真的有人来碰你的衣服哦
And they do get healed.
然后他们就真的得医治了
And that's the amazing thing about it.
这个就是很奇妙的事
Because those peopleThey need Jesus.
因为他们很迫切的要耶稣。
They are believers.
他们都是信耶稣的人。
Some are non-believers.
也有一些不信耶稣的人。
But we are present to connect.
但是我们就只是一个连接点，让他们连接上而已。
Who knows among them how many of them became pastors and evangelists?
谁知道当时那么多人，也许当中有很多的可能牧师啊、传道人之类的。
Amen.That happened to me when I was a young man.
这个当我还是年轻人的时候经历过。
And that experience made me an addict.
那个经历让我上瘾了。
I become addicted.
我就成了一个上瘾的人。
To God's power.
对神的能力超级上瘾的人。
To what the Holy Spirit can do.
就特别想看看圣灵能做的这些事情。
Because there's nothing greater than to see God.God's love poured out on people in terms of supernatural signs and wonders.
因为能够看到神在人身上做这么超自然的事情，真的很奇妙。
Hallelujah! It is a privilege.
这是一个很大的荣幸。
Do you know the more you do this, the more you realize how insignificant we are?
你知道你越这样做的多的时候，你就越发现自己有多渺小。
We are observers.
我们只是一个观看的人。
But the moment we connect.People with Jesus.
我们只是一个连接的那个点，就是把人跟人耶稣连接上。
The moment we see that encounter,
一旦看到这个连接上的相遇时
，I tell you many times your eyes will start watering.
你就会发现，你很多时候你自己都忍不住要哭了。
You just don't realize the life that you have just changed.
你根本就没有办法想象，就那么一下子，一个人的生命就这样改变了。
That person was lame and now they're okay.
那个本来是瘸子不能行走的，突然就能行走了。
Amen. A paralyzed man stands back up.
一个瘸子突然就站起来了。
It is an awesome thing.
是一个很美好的事情。
God can use us.
神可以这样子来使用我们。
And even if we lay hands and nothing happens, we keep on doing it because we are doing the right thing.
就算我们祷按手了，然后没有事情发生，我们可以继续这样做，因为这是对的事情做。
We keep praying.
你可以继续祷告。
Keep obeying.
你可以继续来服从。
Amen. And one more example to summarize it all.
我们再来最后一个例子，来总结所有的。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 24.
然后马太福音四章二十四节。
So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought him, connect him, yeah? All the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those who are oppressed by demons, epileptic and paralyzed, and he healed them.
二十四节，他的名声传遍了叙利亚，那里的人把一切病人，就是有各样疾病和疼痛的，被鬼附的，癫痫的，瘫痪的，都带了来。注意这个词，都带了来，耶稣就治好了他们。
I tell you, when there is no doctors and hospitals, when people see Jesus as the only hope, humanity is in desperation.
你知道当那里没当那些有些地方国家他们没有医疗设备的时候当他们看到耶稣的时候他们是多么的迫切
Sometimes when you go to a third country you see the lame, the sick, the demon possessed I've seen this with my own eyes
你知道
and it's terrible
你知道当你去到第三国家你是真的我是亲眼见到那种各样的疾病疼痛的被鬼附的癫痫的瘫痪的
I'm not talking about Mercedes and BMW showing up in church on Sunday
我说的不是那些开名车的然后来教会的人哦
I'm talking about the sick, the lame, the oppressed, the demon possessed they come to church If you ever witness such a thing your heart is crying outWhat can I do, Jesus?
当你真的看到亲眼看到这种各样疾病的被鬼附的癫痫的瘫痪的你的心里面会向神哭求主啊我能为他做什么
And when I go back to the example, as I walk across and looking at the people,
当时我跟你说我就在那一长长的队
you can see
一路都看着他们
they're twisted,
你看他们有的人
And you can see that some of them are on the wheelchairs and crutches.
他们有的人是扭曲的有的人在轮椅上有的人是拿着拐杖
And they are in desperation.
他们的眼睛里面充满了迫切
And I cry out, what can we do?
然后我当时对神呼求说我们能为他们做什么
And that is when I'm glad I speak in tongues.
那个时候就是我很高兴我会说方言了
That is why I'm glad I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit.
我就很高兴我是在圣灵里受过洗的
That's why I'm glad I believe in miracles and I believe in healing.
那时候我就很荣幸的知道原来我是相信神迹的相信医治的
That's why I'm glad I believe in the authority to cast out demons.
所以我就很高兴我有这样的相信相信有权柄能够赶鬼
That's why these theologians who don't believe in these you can go back to your college and stay there
所以那些神学家们如果他们不知道不相信这些东西的话他们就可以回到神学院
and leave us alone those of us who believe in these things
但是让我们这些相信的人来做
because that day was an awesome day
因为那一天是一个很奇妙的一天
when you see these peoplebeaming with joy, happy.
你看到那些人如此的喜乐，那么高兴。
They can all go back to work.
他们都可以终于开始工作了。
They can all feed the families.
他们都可以喂养他的家人了。
Amen. They need to work. There is no end. There is no, you know, government help.
他们是需要工作的，因为不像我们这个国家是有一些辅助的。
When you see humanity in such desperation.
所以当你看到人类这么的迫切的时候
you feel so privileged
你就会觉得很荣幸
as a vessel that can connect people with Jesus
终于能够成为一个器皿可以让人和耶稣连接
God is asking us one thing
神在对我们说要求一个事情
be faithful
要信实
Amen believe in him
要相信主
and let's finish with Corinthians 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1 to 2
让我们最后来看哥林多前书四章
Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and as stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one is be found faithful.
人应该把我们看为基督的执事，为神的奥秘的管家，所求于管家的是要他忠心。
Amen. So I encourage every brothers and sisters.
所以我要鼓励弟兄姊妹们。
Even though you may try keep, you can keep doing this. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's fruitless. But be faithful.
你可以一直这样子去操练，就算有的时候看不到果实，但你继续操练，最重要的是忠心。
Because when you connect someone with Jesus,
因为当你把人跟耶稣连接的时候
，when you initiate an encounter,
当你能够引发一个相遇的时候
，I guarantee one thing.
我保证一件事哦
，the one who's blessed the most is you.
你觉得那个最蒙福的是你自己。
Hallelujah! Would you want that?
你们要不要这样子？
And I believe this is what God wants to do today.
我相信这是神想做的事情。
Amen.
今天想做的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, I thank you, God, that you are challenging us this afternoon.
父啊，我们感谢你，你来挑战了我们。
And that you challenging us with love.
你挑战我们来爱。
To tell us,
在爱里挑战。
We can do this.
告诉我们，我们是可以做的。
Because it's not our might or our power.
因为我们凭的不是自己的能力。
But it's by your spirit.
但是是靠着主你的灵。
So God, I ask you to challenge our hearts.
所以主啊，你今天来挑战我们的心。
To give us opportunity to meet people.
给我们这样的机会，让我们认识人。
And help us to remember people that we have not spoken to for a long time.
也让我们记起那些我们最近没有说上话的人。
Brothers and sisters that we have not spoken to for a long time.
和那些我们很久没有聊过天的弟兄姊妹们。
Give us the courage to connect them with
Jesus. 主啊，你给我们这样的一个信心去跟他们连接。
Father, help us to encourage us to initiate encounters.
主啊，你来鼓励我们去引发跟你的相遇。
With an act of kindness.
比如说是用我们的善意善行。
An act of love.
和爱心
or a supernatural act.
和超自然的行为
Whatever it is, use this congregation.
不管是怎么，主啊，你来用我们的会众的人
Use everyone who's listening online.
用我们所有今天听到这道的人
Help us to be filled with the joy of the Lord.
让我们里面充满主你的喜乐
As we experience connecting people with Jesus.
当我们去经历如何引发人与神的相遇
And to initiate encounters.
使人连接主耶稣
Father,We may be filled with joy.
主啊，让我们自己有这样子的喜乐。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
哦。
Like a woman with the issue of blood.
Hallelujah.
Like a woman with the issue of blood.
Like the woman.
With an issue of blood, we pressed in. Like a blind man, waiting patiently, we pressed in through the crowd. Suddenly,Touch from heaven, Jesus came and rescued me. Suddenly, a touch from heaven, Jesus came to set me free. Like a woman with an issue.Blood. We press in like a blind man
waiting patiently. We press in through the crowd. Suddenly, a touch from heaven.Jesus came and rescued me. Suddenly a touch from heaven. Jesus came to set me free. Now before we carry on.
在我们开始继续之前
And I know some people here today, your heart is really
being touched by the Holy Spirit.
我知道你们当中有些人，你们的心今天很被触动。
And you yourself are saying, God, I want to be used as a vessel.
因为你自己心里面在说，主啊，我愿意被你使用，成为你的器皿。
In the supernatural encounters.
特别是在超自然的那种相遇
Lord, I want to be able to prophesy.
主啊，我希望我能够有预言的能力。
I want to be able to pray for the sick.
我希望我能够为生病的祷告。
I want to be able to cast out demons.
我希望我能够有赶鬼的能力。
If you feel that in your heart,
如果这个在你的心里面有很大的火热
，and if you want to partner with the Holy Spirit,
然后你又很想跟神同工做这个事情
，and if you want to be the vessel where heaven can touch.The people in need.
如果你想成为这样的一个器皿，让天堂都触摸可以到的人身上。
As we worship the Lord.
那当我们这样子来敬拜时
，And open your heart.
打开你的心。
I believe the Holy Spirit.
我相信圣灵。
Would do something supernatural to you.
会在你的身上给你一个超自然的经历。
And we call that the anointing.
我们叫这个为恩膏。
I believe the Holy Spirit will touch you with the anointing.
我相信圣灵会触摸你用恩膏来。
So that from today onwards you're thinking.
所以今天开始你就会这样想。
The way you feel, the way you sense things.
你所感觉到的或者是你能看上的东西都不一样了。
Will change.
都会变改变。
You will become open.
你会发现你整个人打开了。
To what God is doing,
打开看到神所做的事情
you become supernatural.
你会变得有超自然的能力
Hallelujah! Let's all sing this again.
让我们再来敬拜
Like a woman with an issue of blood, we press in, we press in.Waiting patiently, we press in through the crowds. Suddenly, a touch from heaven. Jesus came and rescued me. Suddenly.Like a blind man waiting patiently, we press in through the crowds. Suddenly, a touch from heaven. Jesus came to rescue me.Touch from heaven, Jesus came to set me free.
If there's anybody here that you feel that you are not well in your body, and people online or people listening a day or two after this.
如果你们现在真的有身上有不舒服的、有疾病的，哪怕你是现在在听，在网上，或者是几天以后听。
I want you to lay hands in the area that you are sick.
我想让你把你的手碰在你那个已经有疾病的地方。
And if you cannot reach that area, I want you to put your hand upon your heart.
如果你觉得不方便碰到那个地方，你可以把你的手放到你的心上。
And by faith, you are touching that area.
用信心来触摸那个病痛的位置。
And I will pray for you.
然后我来为你祷告。
And we're going to connect with Jesus.
我们这样子来跟耶稣连接。
And we will experience an encounter.
让我们来经历这样子的一种相遇。
Are we ready?
准备好了没有？
And I pray for people online, you do the same.
哪怕是在网上的弟兄姊妹，你这样做。
You, if you're listening a day or two after this, you do the same.
就算你是很多天以后才听到的讯息，你也可以照样这样做。
You lay hands in the area.
你把你的手放在那个地方。
So in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名
we pray.
我们祷告
for sickness to go.
让疾病离开。
For infirmity to go.
让所有的疾病和灾难离开。
For every disease to go.
任何的疾病 都离开。
For every infection to go.
任何的发炎都离开。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名,
we bind them all.
我们奉耶稣基督的名
捆绑, and we command them to leave.
我们命令他离开,
and we release healing.
我们释放医治,
and we release deliverance.
我们释放, 释放自由,
and every unclean spirit, we command you to leave.
那不洁净的灵, 我们斥责你离开,
and we release the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们释放神, 圣灵的能力,
and we release freedom.
我们释放自由,
in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名,
in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名,
in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名,
be touched.
来触摸到,
in Jesus' mighty name. And pray, Lord, we pray for creative miracles.
主啊, 我们祷告再创造的神迹,
recreate.
再次创造的神迹,
we create, Lord.
再次创造主啊,
and we speak creation.
主啊, 我们来说出这创造,
in Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣基督的大名,
Father, I pray, Lord, where there is no faith, that you release faith in our hearts.
主啊, 当我们心中没有信心的时候, 你释放信心给我们,
and help us, Lord,
主啊, 帮助我们,
to receive,
来接受到,
in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名,
we command it to happen,
我命令这事情发生, 奉耶稣基督的名,
and I pray, Father, that the anointing will rest upon those, O God, who will be anointed as healing vessels, Lord.
恩膏能够停留在那些将要被做医治得恩膏的人的身上。
Workers of miracles, Lord.
主啊，像这些愿意同工的这些人。
Father, we receive.
主啊，我们接受。
We receive.
主啊，我们领受。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name. Just lift up your hands.
就是我们把手举起来。
Name, I receive.
奉耶稣基督的名，我们来领受。
Allow the presence of God to touch you.
让神的同在来触摸你。
Thank you in Jesus' name.
主啊,
let your hands be touched.
主啊, 让这些手都被触摸。
Let your hands be touched.
主啊, 让你的手被触摸。
Let your hands be touched.
让你的手被触摸。
In Jesus' mighty name, let your hands be touched.
奉耶稣基督的名，你的手被触摸。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Jesus.
Yes, 谢谢主。
We thank you, Holy Spirit.
谢谢圣灵。
We thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
I pray, Father.
主，我们祷告。
That in everyday life.
在每天的生活当中。
Whether we are at work.
不管是我们在工作。
Or where we are in leisure.
还是我们在休闲。
Or whether we are home.
不管我们是在家里。
Wherever we are.
不管我们在哪里。
Whether we are talking to someone over the phone,
也许我们跟一个人打电话。
Help us to be bold.
主啊，你给我们勇气。
Help us to be fearless.
主啊，让我们不害怕。
To talk to people.
去跟人说话。
About Jesus.
关乎你的事情。
To reconnect them.
能够再连接他们和你在一起。
And to initiate that encounter.
能够再次引发这样的神的相遇。
And may you bless this church.
主啊，你来祝福我们教会。
Bless its members.
祝福我们的教会的成员。
To be able to do this work for you.
能做这样的工和你。
And I pray, O God, that you raise up champions in our midst.
主啊，你在我们当中来选出这样的冠军来。
Who will encourage others?
让这些冠军们能够鼓励到其他的人。
And I pray that you'll help us.
主啊，你来帮助我们。
Encourage us, Lord.
你来帮助我们。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
If you need prayer, come forward.
如果需要祷告。
If you need more prayer, come forward.
还是有更多的祷告也可以到前面来。
You need to be touched by God, come forward.
需要被神触摸也可以到前面来。